This is St. Louis Public Radio. A year ago, six steers broke out of a slaughterhouse in North St. Louis and became a media sensation as they eluded roundup attempts. People who were rooting for the cattle then raised thousands of dollars to buy the escapees and spare their lives. St. Louis Public Radio's Mary Leonard takes us to Ditmer, Missouri, about 40 miles from St. Louis, to meet the steers known as the St. Louis Six.
Michelle Robertson takes care of the luckiest cows in Missouri. She manages the Gentle Barn Animal Sanctuary in Jefferson County, the home of the St. Louis Six. They are the wily steers that made headlines last March after they escaped from the Star Packing Company in North St. Louis and led police and animal control workers on a chase through the surrounding neighborhoods. Robertson's taking visitors to meet the St. Louis Six. As she opens the gate to their pasture, there's no sign of them, but they do have 15 acres in which to roam.
There's lots of rolling hills for them to run up and down and play. There's beautiful trees for them to scratch on. They love itching up against things. They've got a big, beautiful barn filled with fresh straw that they can sleep in. Although they do like to sleep outside, I will say. Chico, Roo, Eddie, Houdini. Come on, babies. Here they come.
Technically, they're steers, male cows that have been neutered, but Robertson just calls them boy cows. The Gentle Barn nonprofit also operates locations in California and Tennessee. It raised $400,000 to buy this 24-acre farm to house the renegade bovines. The herd is still called the St. Louis Six, although there are only five of them now. Robertson says a steer named Spirit was injured during the roundup and couldn't be saved. The steers are about 2 years old, and each one weighs about 1,000 pounds. She says they've settled into their new lives.
Chico's the red one facing us. He is the leader of the crew here. He led the escape through St. Louis. He was originally the most nervous of humans, and he kept his brothers away from us in the beginning. But now he's the most comfortable with humans, and people can come in and hug him and pet him, and he just loves humans.
The Gentle Barn offers animal therapy programs on weekdays, but is open to the public on Sundays. You don't have to be a vegan to visit, but the sanctuary asks visitors to respect the animals by not bringing dairy, eggs, meat, seafood, or poultry onto the property. The steers seem to take the visitors in stride. They don't utter so much as a moo until they hear the engine of a utility vehicle that's bringing their lunch. After delivering a bale of hay, volunteer Jason Garrison of O'Fallon, Missouri, starts shoveling up cow pies. He's one of about 30 people who volunteer at the sanctuary. He says keeping the pasture tidy is as important as any other job out here.
It makes a better quality of life for them. Gentle Barn believes all creatures are the same. We just look different.
Colleen Tilford of Webster Groves smiles as she watches the steers just hanging out in their pasture. She came with her family to celebrate her birthday. Tilford said she contributed to the rescue fund for the St. Louis Six.
I wanted them to be free. I was rooting for them, and I didn't want them to go to the slaughterhouse and become somebody's dinner. I wanted them to live on a nice farm like this and be pampered.
The Gentle Barn also houses rescued turkeys, goats, chickens, and a couple of pigs that fell off a truck. But that's another tale. I'm Mary Leonard, St. Louis Public Radio.